First Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. They erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I want to speak quickly on what I have titled The Tragedy of Evil Money. The tragedy of evil money. Our objective is to understand and avoid evil money and its consequences. Understanding and avoiding evil money and its consequences. The study is aimed at bringing understanding in money matters, where many people are trapped by the devil and are doomed for eternity. When people do things without understanding their consequences, the outcome of it is regrets. And there are two things I want you to know about the understanding of consequences. Number one, the understanding of consequences imparts caution to actions in life. The understanding of consequences imparts caution to actions in life. When you know, if I do this, this will be the consequence, it imparts caution. Number two, to understand consequences is to escape the actions that lead to those consequences. And simply to understand consequences, just simply, is to escape those consequences. Is to escape the consequences. Well, you know, this is what this will lead to. You can escape the consequences. By way of definition, what is evil money? The love of money is the root of evil. So money and evil together. Number one, and now it is not in any particular order. I have placed it in order so that it can, just for the sake of easy assimilation. What is evil money? Number one, evil money involves, number one, the proceeds of iniquity or iniquitous products. The proceeds of iniquity or iniquitous products. For example, the proceeds of prostitution. It's evil money. As a result of prostitution, you made money. That money is evil. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 29, God speaking to the children of Israel said, do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. You went out with a man, and in exchange for his iniquity with you, he bought you a car, bought you a house, bought you this, bought you those. Are evil, evil treasures. Evil. Proceeds of iniquity or iniquitous products, such as prostitution, alcohol sale, tobacco sale, and such products that lead people into destruction. It's evil money. Money from running a nightclub. Somebody is saying, why? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible said, Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink. It's a curse. That puttest thy bottle to him and makest him drunken also, that thou may look on here on their nakedness. Woe. If that does not satisfy you, it's important to know that one of the major destroyers of the liver is alcohol. Alcoholic cirrhosis that will lead to alcoholic primary liver cell cancer. One of the number one cause of bronchiogenic carcinoma or the cancer of the lungs is tobacco smoking. So when a person is making money out of destroying people's lives, it's evil money. Selling cocaine and making money, selling heroin, pushing drugs, evil money. The proceeds of iniquity or iniquitous products. Number two is the proceeds of wickedness. The proceeds of wickedness. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, all the way to verse 16. He said, my son, if sinners entice you, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lock privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, as those that go down into the pit. He said, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk thou not in the way with them. Refrain thy feet from their path. For their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood. What are we referring to? The proceeds of wickedness. This involves proceeds of armed robbery, the proceeds of kidnapping, the proceeds of ritual killing, the proceeds of hired killing. That is, you are making money out of people's tears. Somebody was rendered a widow. Somebody was rendered an orphan because you wanted to make money. That is evil money with its consequences. What is evil money? Number three, evil money involves the proceeds of stealing and cheating. Because there is some level of stealing that does not reach the second level we just talked about. The process of stealing and cheating. The process of theft. All right, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 22 and in verse 13. He said, woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by wrong. That useth his neighbor's service without wages and giveth him not for his work. He said that man is cursed. All right. Leviticus 19:13. Thou shalt not defraud your neighbor. The word defraud is the word cheat. Neither rob him or steal from him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with you all night until the morning. What is evil money? The process of stealing and cheating. When you took what is not yours, that was evil money. You were overpaid and you did not return the excess to the one who paid you. That is evil money. You and somebody agreed on a business deal. After we finish this business deal, your portion is 500,000. Mine is 700,000. Legal business. At the end of the day, you gave him 300,000 instead of the 500,000 you agreed. That extra 200,000 you kept is evil money. And we live in a country where they can actually kill the person, especially if the money is big. So
so that only him can eat the money and this person can just die.
Evil money.
Laborers labored for you because they are poor and they cannot talk. And you were meant to pay them maybe 5,000 or 7,500. And you decided to pay them 3,000. And they say, oh God, my money is not complete. Say, go away, my friend. Don't you know how the economy is? Because I paid you something at all. That balance is evil money. You work in civil service and staff went abroad. You cut back the allowance that was meant for them. Because you are their boss and they cannot shout. Evil money. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Evil money. Look at what God said in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 14 to verse 15. Deuteronomy 24 says, thou shalt not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy children or of thy strangers that are in thy land within thy gates. At his day, thou shalt give him his hire. Neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor. He sets his heart on it, in case he cry against you unto the Lord, and he will be sin against you. If laborer cry to God, mechanic, those who are lower than you, and you try to oppress them with your position, it is sin against you. That is evil money. Number four, what is evil money? Is the proceeds of fraud and corruption. This goes beyond the last one. The proceeds of fraud. Bribe collected is evil money. Fraudulent practices, kickbacks. Do the job for so and so amount and return this back to me at the end. Evil money. Purchasing and supply officer who agrees with the contractor to deal with the organization and give a fake receipt and write an amount that is not true so that him and the man can share that money. Evil money. Lecturer forcing students to buy handbills they don't need or handouts they didn't need. And if you don't buy it, you fail the exam, whether you write it well or not. Evil money. You see, people are driven to very dangerous extents because of the love of money. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Somebody mixing petrol and kerosene. Or mixing something so that he can increase his profit. Evil money. The meter of the petrol station was reset. So that you bought fuel of 2,000 naira. And actually what they served you was 1,000 watt. But the meter ran. Evil, evil. Somebody selling cement that he rebagged. He opened the cement, took some from it, and used like 7 or 8 bags to make a new bag. And then a new bag. And somebody bought, and he thought he bought bags, never knowing that they cheated him. Evil money. Somebody put robust potato and onion and tomato on top of the basket and put cachectic mortuary bound anemic asthenic ones under. And it was when you went home that you realized the money he made from there is evil. The money of Judas Iscariot, evil money. So it's not a matter of where you walk. You can take evil money out of church too. They sent you to go and buy speakers for church.
and you agreed with the seller to deal with the church, you are as evil as an armed robber. Evil. I read a very funny story yesterday. So I heard that some armed robbers went to rob in a big bank. And everybody there, you say, all of you, keep quiet. The money you want to steal belongs to the government. Your life belongs to you. So just calm down so that you can retain your life. Everybody, keep quiet. He said, a woman sat there with her legs scattered. The robber said, Kai, we are here for robbery, not for rape. Sit well. Sit down. Then they finished robbing and left. Sit down. They finished robbing and left. When they got home, one robber was like a master's degree holder who became an armed robber. And the other one was an illiterate robber, but more experienced. So the master's holder said, can we count the money? How much did we rob? The illiterate man said, relax. When they read the news, they will tell us. They will announce it on news. He said, on the news, we'll know the exact amount that was stolen. But that's not the main point. This is where the matter lies. The bank officials, after they saw the robbery, told their colleagues, say, okay, this is our opportunity now. Our opportunity now. You see that $17 million that we cannot account for that we diverted, we'll factor it into this robbery. And then take another $10 million and factor it. So they gave the report to the government and the journalists that $100 million was stolen. So on the news they said, 100 million robbers, terrible daredevil robbers, came and carted away $100 million. The thieves looked at themselves, so they started counting the money. They counted till tomorrow. It was 20 million. They counted. It was 20 million. But the news say 100 million. They say, Kai, see how we wasted our lives to get only 20 million? While others were sitting in the office there and got 80 million. So the one who carried the gun and the one who sat in that office there, who robbed more? I said that to support what I first said. That whether it is in church you stole from, you and the robber are the same. In the office, wherever you work and you are still in there, you are the same. Take your seat, people. Evil money. The proceeds. The mechanic that bought the part for 40,000 and told the man he bought it for 80,000. That 40,000 extra was evil money. Finally, number 5, evil money is 5, the dividends of ritual or blood sacrifice. When a person had to join the occult, the proceeds of ritual sacrifice or blood sacrifice, people who have to join society to be rich. Occult money, blood money. Those who divert the destiny of others to be rich. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 17 to 18. Jeremiah 22, 17 to 18 says, but thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness.
covetousness. And for to shed innocent blood out of that covetousness. And for oppression and for violence and to do it. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him. That is, he will die a miserable death until nobody will cry for him. Since out of covetousness, what is evil money? The dividends of ritual or blood sacrifice. Beloved, look at all the things I mentioned. A major bulk of people in our society falls somewhere. The process of iniquity or iniquitous products, the process of wickedness, the process of fraud and corruption, all right, of stealing and cheating, the process of fraud and corruption, and the dividends of ritual or blood sacrifice.
You are coming.
He that liveth by the sword shall die by the sword.
With your testimony. You are coming back with your testimony.
You are coming back with your testimony.
Coming.
So shedded man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed.
Mama Lawa can stop it. Boy Lawa can stop it. Girl Lawa can stop it. Baby Lawa can stop it.
Come see the power of the Almighty at work. Jesus is Lord.